1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A dust storm has shut down part of a major highway near Springfield, Illinois, after causing a huge pileup on I-55 involving about 80 cars and semis. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has details.
Illinois State Police say some 40 to 60 cars and trucks traveling northbound started slamming into each other. Then additional crashes occurred in the southbound lanes. More than 30 people have been taken to hospitals. The National Weather Service had issued a blowing dust warning for the area.
It'll be in place for another few hours, which means the afternoon commute could be rough for drivers, too. Meantime, tornado cleanups underway in coastal Virginia.
Countless stately old trees were damaged in Stephen Keck's neighborhood.
I just can't believe the damage. When I walked down just one block, as I was looking around, there were times where I didn't even recognize where I was.
CBS's Jim Krasula reports there were gas leaks in several homes, but no one was hurt. The U.S. now confirms it is tracking another high-altitude balloon. This one is floating about 36,000 feet in the air near the coast of Hawaii. But officials say so far it's not flying over any sensitive areas or posing any threats. The FBI is hitting more dead ends in their search for a suspected killer, Francisco Oropeza, despite a big reward now in Texas. Here's CBS's Janet Shamlian.
They're really at a loss for leads at this point, and that is part of the reason for this $80,000 reward. They truly believe that Oropeza has been in touch with someone he knows, with a friend, and they're hoping that amount of money might stimulate some tips.
Regulators have seized and sold troubled First Republic Bank to J.P. Morgan Chase. It is the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. The Treasury Department says the U.S. government could also make history if it defaults on its debts by June 1st. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is in Washington.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he hasn't heard from the president since the House passed a bill that raises the debt ceiling, but also includes spending cuts and legislative rollbacks that the White House has flatly rejected.
What they are proposing would hurt every American and cost 6 million jobs.
That's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. A disturbing new look at teen dating. CBS's Matt Piper.
New research shows that teenagers who are in toxic and controlling relationships are likely to repeat patterns of unhealthy and possible dangerous intimate relationships later in life. They found that the effects of teen dating violence, from sexual to even online, will continue through adulthood. The study says some young people, mostly women, repeat those dating patterns and start drinking and smoking marijuana and cigarettes.
About 20% of teen girls have been victims of sexual violence. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
DQ presents The Sound of Summer Calling.
Hey, it's me, Summer. I know you're busy with Beach Days, Little League games, and all the other fun in the sun, but you gotta get to DQ ASAP, pronto, right now. The new Summer Blizzard menu is here, and it brought 5 iconic summer flavors, like new peanut butter puppy chow and s'mores. Oh yeah, it's back. Oh, that's my other line. Everyone is pumped about this new DQ Summer Blizzard menu. I gotta go. See ya, DQ.
Get it in the app. DQ, happy tastes good.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, May 2nd. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee will meet at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall, followed by the Public Works Committee meeting at 5. In Portage County, the Traffic Safety Commission will meet at 1 p.m. The Treatment Oversight Committee will meet at 2:30. The Space and Properties Committee meeting scheduled for 3:30 has been canceled. The County Board meeting will take place at 5 p.m., and the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7. The City of Stevens Point Special Board of Public Works will meet at 4:30. The Village of Whiting will have their Utilities Committee meeting at 5 p.m. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting will take place from 1 to 2:30. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 35, tonight under overcast skies, northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 49. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 30. Dry and warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 50s to the mid 60s.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday, May Day, happier, happy hour, Dom. You feel any happier, fella?
I am. It's happy hour, even though it is a Monday. We got you on the mic here, Crudy. We got Evan working the board. We got our fair audience on the speakers and on the phones at 844-967-2789. All right, so, Evan, I got you, but you got some credit, man. You're all right.
Let me just tell you, Dom, I am not a happy camper at this hour, and it's not because of the C-minus grade given to the Packers assembled 13 draft picks. It is the fact that CNN is giving platform to Donald Trump, a town hall, a presidential town hall. Are you freaking kidding me? May 10th, primetime. What are you doing, CNN? Don Lemon already got fired. Someone else needs to get fired. That's what
CNN, at least you can go to CNN.com. They are reporting what CNN is doing. Former President Donald Trump will participate in a CNN presidential town hall next week in New Hampshire.
What he's suing CNN for defamation in the current sense. How can you appear on a network? You are suing for defamation.
Kind of takes away some of the argument, perhaps. CNN This Morning anchor Caitlin Collins, and I've met Caitlin Collins. I like Caitlin Collins. I think she's a fine reporter. She will moderate the event at St. Anselm College, which will air at 9 p.m. Eastern on May 10th and feature the former president taking questions from New Hampshire Republicans and undeclared voters who plan to vote in 2024 GOP presidential primary. This is the first appearance for Trump on CNN since the 2016 presidential campaign. There's other declared candidates, right? I mean, CNN just going to what? Not allow them to come to the town hall? And what kind of questions? And Caitlin's a very capable and talented journalist. Is it going to be E. Jean Carroll rape questions? Is it going to be the 32 felony indictment question? I mean, you know, are we going to get down the litany of all the different investigations, the perfect phone call, the Russia? You know, I mean, Caitlin could spend the entirety of that town hall just addressing the legal headwinds, let's call it, of the former guy.
You know, there have been a couple of town halls, apparently relatively recently, in New Hampshire. Nikki Haley, she's a declared candidate. She did a C-SPAN town hall. Hey, don't talk smack. I appeared on C-SPAN one morning.
Well, I mean, fine programming, just not a lot of eyeballs or ears.
Except when I appear on there is what you meant to say, right? Me or Nikki Haley doing a town hall.
Totally right. It was blasting through the people meters.
I can't understand. Maybe it's the fact that so many presidential candidates this year are kind of late to the race. My understanding, Tim Scott's going to make, 3 weeks from now, is going to make his shadow campaign into a real campaign. You got Ron DeSantis still deciding, stumbling all over himself as a wannabe candidate. I mean, I think I nailed that one with Scott Walker-esque Ron DeSantis. If you're a conservative out there and you still like Ron DeSantis, call us 844-967-2789. I would encourage you to embrace him. Oh, love that guy like you love Scott Walker. But he is a terrible presidential candidate.
He is just terrible. Absolutely. Finally, from CNN, the town hall will stream live for pay TV subscribers via CNN.com, CNN OTT, and mobile apps under TV channels.
You got to pay to watch the Trump town hall?
It'll be available on demand beginning on Thursday, May 11th, to subscribers and so on, to the apps and so forth. But, I mean,
there's no Trump supportive that are going to pay to get a CNN app to watch a Trump town hall on CNN. I got a couple of conservatives that are lining up just to hammer on this concept. 844-967-2789. Dom, should we go to the Lions?
Let's do it. It's Monday. It can't get any worse.
Lou from Cudahy. Don't make it any worse, Lou. Your boy's going on CNN, Lou. And you're going to have to get make a subscription service, you know, to watch it.
You know, the thing that gives me so much enjoyment, it's so, so delicious. You know, first of all, I like being in that new thong. And number two, it's the three guys that scare you the most are Donald Trump, Ron Johnson, and Ron DeSantis. And to see
what?
You guys.
Oh, Lou, hang on. Let me say, I appreciate what you're saying, but let me tell you, I mean this in all sincerity. None of those people scare me, Lou.
Trump scared me when he was the president, Lou. When he had real power, he did scare me. I'll readily admit. The others haven't found real power yet, so they don't yet scare me. If Ron DeSantis was ever elected president, that would scare the you-know-what out of me, Lou.
Senator Ron Johnson and Donald Trump are the two guys I hear you guys talk about the most. So it's
because they're the worst, Lou. That's right why. Not because they're scaring me, Lou. Because they're terrible, man. I mean, come on. Senator Ron Johnson has just fallen off. And your boy, Trump, I mean, being indicted left and right, Lou. I mean, for real. I mean, how can this guy show up at any sort of function in a debate and not be thrown questions about all the litany of investigations? Lou, do you think he's entirely innocent? This whole thing is just a scam by, you know, the deep state and major media? Or is Trump really a guilty SOB, Lou?
One of the reasons you guys have a show and why you're in operation when your handlers put you there.
Well, okay, that's great, Lou.
Who put us here?
Come on, Lou. I mean, it was a very specific question. Lou, let me try it one more time, because I appreciate your perspective. Do you think there's some there in any of the litany of investigations that Donald Trump finds himself in right now?
Have you ever heard the word nothing burger? It's a big nothing burger. It's
so
a big
all of it's nothing burger. The felony counts, the 32 felony counts for the Stormy Daniels payoff, nothing there.
I mean,
Lou, his signature were literally on the checks, right? Lou, you saw those, right?
He might run for president. He might actually win.
Okay, but you're not answering the question, and so we're going to move along. But, you know, thanks for the effort, Lou. I mean, I'd really would appreciate you to – I'd like to hear what you have to say. I know what you're thinking in those regards, but when I'm asking a very specific question, I mean, Trump's signature was on the checks.
He's saying effectively it's a nothing burger, Dom. And in regards to the Stormy Daniels,
he literally said it, but it's not a nothing burger when there's actual factual evidence of Donald Trump's signature while in the White House paying off the porn star. That's not a nothing burger. That's actually something.
I think it's probably more damaging, the civil suit that, by all accounts, legal accounts, he's probably going to lose to E. Jean Carroll. Now, that is an accusation of rape with a defamation kicker. It means he's both a rapist and a liar should he lose in this trial, and all indications are he's losing. So I would say, while I could, if I were a guy like Lou or maybe some of our other Trump supportive listeners, I could see how they might be dismissive of the known reporting on the Stormy Daniels and all that kind of stuff. But the E. Jean Carroll, when the jury finds him guilty and civilly liable, he's a rapist.
You understand how business works, right? You can't, at any time you try to write something off that's not a legitimate write-off, especially to the tune of $100,000+, I mean, that's kind of...
That's not a compelling argument to Lou.
We'd go to jail for it. We'd go to jail for that, man. I mean, his attorney went to jail for that. So it's not... I don't know why you just dismiss it. It's not as... perhaps as serious as some of these other issues, certainly. But Cohen went to jail for his part in this already.
Hey, buddy, I'm just waiting on Fannie Willis on the non-pardonable state charges coming out of the state of Georgia, where he is accused, and many other Republicans, and I'm looking at you, Lindsey Graham, and quite a few others that were pressuring election officials. And the whole fake electors thing, that's all getting mixed up. Right now, they're starting to turn on each other. I wish they'd start doing that here in the state of Wisconsin. Bob Spindell's the only one that throws the others under the bus. Well, Trump's attorney told us. That's probably Jim Troupas, right? Maybe Rudy Giuliani. But at the end of the day, Dom, again, it wasn't compelling for CJ. But if, or pardon me, Lou, we'll see if it's compelling to CJ. But I got to tell you, you know, the Access Hollywood, the I tick tack up and they let me, is different than a credible and evidenced, supported, even if it's a civil finding of rape, he is forevermore a rapist. And I got to defy him to win beyond the hardcore primary MAGA right that might vote for this guy in a primary. But if he wins the nomination on behalf of the Republican Party, it will be a nationwide bloodbath, even in the red states. They're all going down if Donald Trump's top of the ticket. I say, embrace the man. Right, CJ? He's your guy, isn't he? Welcome, CJ. What do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Well, hi, guys. Well, thanks for taking my call this time. The Democrats refuse to even debate in their own primary. And
Joe Biden, it's Joe and Joe. Who's he going to debate? Marianne Williamson? She's not a legitimate candidate.
And who's Trump debating, CJ?
I see how you and this president is legitimate when he can't put three words together.
CJ, he's the sitting president. You're just as legitimate as your guy was when, through the splitting of the infinitive and the electoral college, he won election in 16. I didn't like him, but I didn't question the legitimacy of his election. Just some of his campaign tactics.
Now, CJ, Trump said he doesn't want to debate. Do you see the reporting? Trump says he won't debate. What do you think?
Well, not from
that?
The Reagan Library. It's rigged there.
Well, 2024 is a long ways away, and you know Ron Johnson was proven correct. At least nine. Are you guys okay with now James Comer, congressman? 11 family members so far have taken money from the Chinese Communist Party. Are you guys okay with that?
No, I didn't like it when Jared Kushner did it. I didn't like it when Don Jr. did it. And I don't like it when Hunter Biden does it. So there's some consistency. I don't think those that have access...
But Kushner got $2 billion, dude. So
what's that?
That's not very... Kushner got $2 billion. And we'll take your calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Good-looking.
You never quite know when the next storm is gonna strike. And all it takes is for a little hail to ruin a perfect crop. But you can protect yourself with a hail insurance policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance professionals at Ag Country can help you customize a policy that will fit your farming operation. Protect your revenue today by contacting your local Ag Country office. Egg Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Looking for your calls, your input, your take at 844-967-2789.
Tom, you got to be very careful. You have to understand, we live in a reality not always shared by the Fox News and right-wing talk radio listener and viewer, right? They have a whole different set of information presented to them.
Okay. Well, why should I be careful about that?
Well, because you assume that we're somehow dealing in the same, you know, facts and realities. Just careful.
Well, that's where I play, Crudy. But if someone else isn't there, don't think that I got to be nice about it or I have to acquiesce to the QAnon theories. No freaking way, man. What are you talking about? I got to be careful. Literally, what do you mean? I got to be careful.
You're never careful. So I apologize to ever even implying that you might be thoughtful in your statements.
All right, forgiven.
Be less than careful about all things in your life, Dom. Here, 844-967-2789. Be careful if you start crossing my ass. But I guess the only point is, I want to update our audience in case you didn't know what the right is talking about. Sometimes you have to just not assume our audience is reading the Fox News Digital or listening to right-wing talk radio or always even understands what the hell Lou or CJ or conservatives that occasionally call into the show are talking about. And the latest outrage on the right, Joe Biden has 7 grandkids, but only acknowledges 6 of them because he is not currently acknowledging publicly the fact that Hunter Biden apparently fathered a child out of wedlock with a stripper. So this is, you know, I mean, Hannity's leading the show. They're all talking about it, Dom. Were you even aware of that? That, you know, the outrage?
I mean, I know there's, yes, I know that there's some paternity thing going on. Okay, so what? He's not an elected official. If there's any corruption there, I would be down. I'm totally fine with investigation to corruption. I'd start with Hunter Biden, sure. But what about Kushner? You know, I mean, what about? I mean, if everyone's down for that, and I think you were very consistent, Crudy, when these kinds of things, if these are facts, if these are happening, absolutely, man. I'm not going to give someone a pass on corruption because they happen to vote the way I think they should vote.
Well, just so the audience knows and they can at least move beyond what the hell their conservative friends might be asking them about, Hunter Biden, the son of President Biden, appeared in court in Arkansas today in a paternity-related case with the judge ordering that he must answer questions about his finances. Both NBC News and CNN reported today that Hunter Biden, in a court appearance in Batesville, that again is Arkansas, was ordered to sit for a deposition under oath in June. The case stems from a paternity battle over a child that Hunter Biden had with a woman in the state named London Roberts. Now, my understanding, Roberts has tried to name the child Biden, and Hunter has objected to that. Apparently doesn't want to be tagged with this child that he's fought the allegations of paternity, but apparently has lost because he's paying child support now. Hunter Biden asked the court to reduce his child support payments last September after reaching a settlement with Roberts in 2020. Now the president's son, who has been under intense scrutiny from congressional Republicans, I don't know if you're aware, Dom, they're trying to investigate Hunter Biden, will have to answer additional questions about his finances, including investments and art sales. You know, they think that's going to lead a trail of breadcrumbs to the big guy, Joe Biden. That's their assertion. When you really dig in Hunter's finances, you're going to see the corruption of the father. That's what they assert, the right, often. The defendant is playing games with this court. Robert's lawyer wrote in a filing last month, the court should incarcerate the defendant in the Claiborne County Detention Center until he complies with the court's orders and answers discovery. Well, that sounds a little Trumpian, but Trump never got thrown in jail for failing to answer discovery, did he, Dom? In the alternative, the court should sanction the defendant as appropriate and just. An Independence County Circuit Judge Holly Mayer criticized Hunter Biden and his legal team for the records that they had produced already, arguing the ability to redact, is being somewhat abused. Mayer ordered that Hunter Biden's team refile public versions of some of the records they've already submitted. Hunter Biden's lawyers have revealed for the first time he's paying $20,000 a month in child support, and he's up to $750,000 in total paid. Guy's paying $250,000 a year in child support. That means he's, what, capping over $1 million a year, which, good for him.
Yes.
So that's the story. That's your update.
That's the story. I mean, him and everybody else, man. What are you talking about? There's paternity suits all the time. This is, again, I appreciate, you know, the focus, I guess, but he's not an elected official.
He is being investigated for federal tax crimes, and this financial disclosure is going to be a little painful for
having
him,
a gun when he was an admitted crackhead. Oh, okay. And, you know, let it flush out. So what? If the guy's guilty, he's guilty. Then punish him. And move along. But I would really appreciate this kind of focus and fervent anger if you would be like, hey, oh my God, Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Bonesaw Saudis for an investment fund, and that's not at all what Jared Kushner has ever done in his life, ever. There should be perhaps some investigation of that, right? No, not a word. Not a word from the Republicans on that. And I am at least being consistent. I believe you are as well.
Mark from the SAC, be consistent. Tell Dom he's so absolutist.
What does that even mean?
You know,
hey, Mark, welcome.
Mark is back. Mark is actually back in the SAC now. So.
No, nice.
All right, welcome back, man.
I still got a hose in my side, but hopefully that'll be coming up pretty soon. But, I mean, it is just remarkable that they're going after Hunter Biden, hammer and tong, and good old, you know, Jared Kushner, not a word about that, where billions of dollars switched hands there. We don't want to know what kind of money and funds actually switched hands. It went going to Donald Trump himself. So for CJ and Lou, I mean, you know, facts are actually facts. And I don't care what source you get, you know, that the sun actually rises in the east and sets in the west. That's right from our human perspective. But that's not astronomically correct. That's what the fact is there.
You know, I just really, Mark, thank you and glad you're back home. But I really want to get to the darkness behind Billy Carter.
Billy Beer. Now, there's a conspiracy. There's a travesty. 844-967-2799. Come back with us.
The Shaw 101 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Today, at Midstate in Wisconsin Rapids, they are hosting a community engagement event from 5 to 6:30 this evening in their auditorium. They're inviting the community to learn about impact and increase involvement in the coalition. You'll learn about impact, fentanyl test strips, Narcan, Wood County Youth Initiatives, and hear a story of recovery. Food and drinks will be available at the event. Stuff the Desk registration begins today, May 1st. If you're a family in need, you can register your student to receive free school supplies this fall. Registration is open at uwswac.org today through August 3rd. You can also call 211 to register. Supplies will be distributed in August. Wisconsin Rapids City Hall is starting their new hours this week. They're running a trial period of being closed on Fridays starting May 5th through October 27th. They will be open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 35 tonight under overcast skies, northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 49. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 30. Dry and warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 50s to the mid 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
During a press gaggle aboard his plane after his Waco, Texas rally, blew up at NBC News reporter Von Hilliard. Apparently, this is a earlier blow up, but new news. Hilliard reportedly asked Trump if he was frustrated over Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's investigation over alleged hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. The probe led to a 34-count felony. You've referenced it before, Dom. Hilliard was questioning Trump over his Truthy Social post in which the former president had warned of potential death and destruction if he was indicted. And when Hilliard asked Trump for his version of the events, the former president said, "I don't want to talk to you." In response to another question from Hilliard, Trump replied, "Do you hear me? You are not a nice guy."
What's he doing on the plane then, Trump?
"I don't want to talk to you," Hilliard tried to ask another question. "Do you hear me? You're not a nice guy," Trump said, turning to take a question from another reporter. Trump lost it after Hilliard tried to ask another question. "All right, let's go get him out of here. Out of here. Out of here." They're in an airplane. Where's he going, right? Anyways, according to Vanity Fair's reporting, Trump then picked up one of the phones recording the gaggle and asked, "Whose is this?" Hilliard replied it was his. Trump picked up another phone and asked the same question. "That one's mine too," Hilliard said. The former president tossed both phones out of his sight onto a seat next to him. The thud of one of the phones hitting a surface can be heard in the recording. The ever-mature presidential candidate, he's your front-runner, Republicans, soon to be, well, he's been indicted on 34 criminal counts in Manhattan. Now, I share Lou's sentiment, you know, that might be the nothing burger of all the alleged criminality of the former president, but I think the civil suit, the tag of rapist, that one's going to sting a little. You know, as you're going through your political campaigns and doing town halls on CNN, are they going to put presidential candidate rapist Donald Trump? Would that not be a accurate descriptor, I mean, if he's convicted
he'll appeal, right? Then he'll be alleged rapist until the appeal goes through. I mean, we'll find out. Caitlin Collins, CNN, going to do a town hall with Trump on May 10th. We'll see how they address it.
What's he going to do? I don't like you. You're a very mean person. I'm not going to answer those questions. I mean, at some point, you cannot run for president and not answer questions, although Joe Biden pulled it off.
Nice. 844-967-2789. I just, you know, the nothing burger and the, you know, the paperwork crimes and all these different descriptions of actual investigations, state and federal level, civil and criminal, I think is, I get it. We're talking on the radio. We're talking a little trash. And, you know, I get our mega listeners, you know, they want to throw it up there and try to minimize it. Okay. I guess I understand that. But these are not minimal crimes. If Crudy, if you did this or I did that, I cut a check for $100,000 and write it off bad on my taxes, and I get caught on that, they're going to charge me with something. There's going to be a consequence to that, as well there should be, right? I mean, we're the law and order folks, country, right, everybody? Right, Democrats, right, Republicans, law and order. Well, you can't have law and order if you don't apply that law and order equally to everyone, including an ex-president. So while you know, again, I think, you know, CNN doing this town hall with Trump and only Trump is problematic. One of the problems of the 2016 campaign cycle was that, hell, everybody was just wanting to get a little piece of that Trump train. Everyone wants to hear what's Trump going to say next.
I'm the ratings machine.
And he was propped up to a large degree by those media companies that Trump, you know, mocks now as the enemy of the people. The free press is the enemy of the people. And what are they going to do? They're going to put him on again.
Dominic,
putting him on without any other candidates, right? Just Trump and a town hall in New Hampshire next week.
As long as he answers all the questions, I'm fine with that. Dom, I got a little opinion piece from the Washington Post. See if you like the headline. Biden can beat Trump. Democrats should worry. No one else can. Now, I know I've been picking on the president, the current one, the real one, Joe Biden, a little bit lately. His reelective campaign running on lower Gallup numbers than Trump had at this point in his presidency. That does concern me a little bit. But, of course, the dynamic. What is the job. Let me read a little bit. See if you can see why I'm throwing it out there, Dom. President Biden says he's running for re-election to finish the job. What job exactly? There's an answer to that question that makes sense, but he's not saying it directly. And it's one that should worry Biden's fellow Democrats. His announcement video presents Biden as defending freedom, democracy, Social Security, voting rights, and abortion from MAGA extremists. It's not plausible that threats to any of these things, or what Democrats perceive as threats to them, would be vanquished in a second Biden term. Republicans and Democrats are going to continue to disagree about abortion and about how to protect voting rights long after 2028. Biden didn't get his voting rights bill into law when Democrats had the House and the Senate, and its prospects are not getting any better. Biden's real mission, the one that needs completion, is the one that he set for himself in the 2020 campaign, keeping Donald Trump out of the White House. That was the theme that summoned the most passion from him throughout the year. In his speech, accepting the Democratic nomination, he mentioned policy issues, but his focus was being the kind of president children could look up to and not the kind who would bash our foreign allies and equivocate about white supremacists. Keeping Trump out of the White House is a job that Biden could finish. There is, of course, no guarantee that he will accomplish it. He could lose to Trump in November 2024. That's never going to happen. He's not going to win Wisconsin. Trump will not win Wisconsin. I promise you that. And you're not going to win the presidency without the state of Wisconsin, Trump. So anyways, I guarantee it, but I read on. He could lose to Trump in November 2024 or beat him only for Trump to run again and win in 28. But Biden has a good shot at shutting Trump out. Biden may well think that he has a better shot at it than anyone else the Democrats might nominate, because he does. Yes, he's old and unpopular, but have you seen the alternatives?
Don't compare me to the almighty, Crudy. Compare me to the alternatives. I'll jump in here. Crudy, if Biden were not running, Vice President Harris would be the most likely Democratic nominee. But she is just as unpopular, and it's become a reliable source of loopy sound bites. Democratic insiders cannot stop telling reporters how little she impresses them. The other also-rans from the 2020 primaries have their own disadvantages. Bernie Sanders combines Biden's advanced age with a political identity much further from the median voter.
I don't agree, but please continue.
No. Hey, this is the author. In the primaries last time, Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren showed very little appeal to black voters, without whom nobody can win the Democratic nomination. There are political analysts who concede some of these points, but still insist that the Democrats have a strong bench. It is remarkable, though, that they often mention Maryland Governor Wes Moore and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who may be rising stars but have held office only since January. Let's check back with them in 2028. That's not to say that Democrats would be doomed if Biden bowed out. It is certainly possible that a Democratic governor, particularly Gavin Newsom of California, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, or Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, would be able to defeat Harris for the nomination and then prompt Trump for the presidency. But you can see why SNL played the party's options as a horror show last fall. The implausibility of most of Biden's potential replacements is a function of two facts about the Democratic coalition. It's unwieldy and it's in flux. Democrats have been bleeding support from white voters without college degrees and making up for it among white voters with degrees. They have been losing ground in presidential elections in Wisconsin, where most voters are whites without degrees, and gaining in Georgia, where they're only a third of the electorate. Biden has presented himself as a bridge to the new generation of Democratic leaders. He's also a bridge between Democrats' past coalition and its future one. He won in November of 2020 by holding down losses among whites without degrees while benefiting from the pro-democratic trends among whites with degrees. Trump's unpopularity aided Biden, but that advantage would almost surely not have been enough for Sanders or Warren, who got the next largest number of votes in the primaries, to stitch together the precarious electoral majority that Biden did. A recent poll found that most Democrats don't want Biden to run again. They're lucky he's not following their wishes. But it should make them uneasy that they need him to finish the job of stopping Trump. Ramesh Ponnaru, writing at the Washington Post.
Sad but true, Dom. Trump is your probable, and I've been predicting it for a year or more, Republican nominee, despite the legal travails.
I think the legal travails will catch him, and he will not be that nominee. I mean, as you mentioned, hey, vote for the rapist. hey, vote for the convicted felon. I mean, that's not going to, at some point,
when
you know,
he's the convicted felon, and they already knew about the rapiness because there was the Access Hollywood.
Matter of what? The justice, slow wheels of justice turning? Everybody know, all the Republican GOP, whatever, we don't care. That didn't happen, the rape thing. But when the conviction comes down, you think that doesn't impact any of the voters? I think it does, man. Every time something happens, a few more slice off, and perhaps a few more of those, the hard right megas get more entrenched in their ideology, talk about absolutism, talk about staying fixed. That's what they're at. If you're not going to look at some of these headwinds, some of these actions, then if Trump is convicted, we don't know. I mean, now we got Jack Smith reporting out today or maybe yesterday from the New York Times. Jack Smith looking at potential wire fraud. The guy, I mean, Trump raised like $250 million on stopping the steal and all that, right? Well, that was all fraud. That was all BS. $250 million. That's a lot of wire fraud if that comes to fruition. And that's just a new one, man. I mean, every time you look around, every transaction, every word, everything the man does falls apart and is freaking illegal. So yeah, I don't think he gets there, man. I don't see how he gets there.
Same way he survived two impeachments. 844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Dave.
Hey. Here's Matt Crudy and Debonair Don. How you guys doing?
Good, brother. What do you got for us today?
Hey, so, you know, that 2016 election, that was like a perfect storm. Because remember, the Access Hollywood tape, that happened like right before, I think, the very last debate.
Late in the session.
Remember?
He was disinvited from the fall first CD, which was Paul Ryan's little fall shindig in the state of Wisconsin. It was less than a month before the election, I believe. October? That was quite an October surprise.
Yeah, well, the big October surprise was when, what's his name? I forgot. The guy that went after Clinton with the emails. You know, he closed the case in July and then reopened it with the business about Anthony Weiner. Oh,
James Comey, the former FBI director.
Yeah, that all popped like within 2 weeks. So that kind of sunk her ship, made it easier for Trump. And as you well know, you know, in Wisconsin and all these other states like Pennsylvania, they really tried to keep blacks and other minorities from voting through various means. There's a couple of different articles, Mother Jones reported about it right after the election. You know, people could not, who were trying to vote, well, because they didn't have like a state ID or whatever, they could not vote
Dave, that's an ongoing effort. We had Cleta Mitchell, who was part of the Trump team. She was on the phone call to the Georgia election officials, and she's expressed great sorrow over the fact that young people are voting in states like the state of Wisconsin. So there are new Republican efforts afoot, Dynamo Dave, to make it harder for the college kids to vote. Because when they vote, they're not voting for Republicans, so that's a bad thing.
Right.
Got to make it harder for them to vote then.
Yeah, our hope is that Gen Z, they came out in this last election, now they want to clamp down on them.
Well, sure, man. Black voters, Democratic voters, college-age voters. I mean, there's not going to be anyone left. It can't all be old white men voting for Republicans. That ain't.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope. to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Swiftly to avert a fiscal crisis. The new estimate followed less than a week after the House Republicans delivered on their pledge to try to leverage the looming deadline to secure spending cuts, defying Biden and officially touching off a political stalemate that could tip the fragile economy into another recession. Biden, and this is the new news on this story today, Biden has invited the top four congressional leaders to a meeting at the White House on May 9th to discuss the debt limit. Officials said the president personally called Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries on Monday afternoon. In response to lawmakers on Monday afternoon, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the agency may be, quote, unable to continue to satisfy all of the government's obligations by early June and potentially as early as June 1.
Dominic, a little more on that topic. Ted Cruz went out on the Sunday shows speaking with embattled Sunday morning futures host Maria Bartiromo, who was at the center of the Dominion Voting System's defamation lawsuit that cost the network $787 million. Cruz attacked the president, that'd be Biden, over the budget battle as a default deadline looms. Here's what Ted Cruz, who you shook his hand, right, Dom? Ishiwaka, Indiana?
Yes.
That was before or after you shook Ted Trump's hand?
He also shook my hand.
It's amazing how they do that.
I don't know why they come up to me and offer me their hand. I'm just a nice guy.
It's because they're a big star. You just let them do it.
Yeah, you can do anything you want.
Cruz offered advice to Biden, stating, Joe Biden from 211 needs to come back. Not the guy they got right now locked in the basement, a White House that's being run by 25-year-old radicals who figure, heck, let's just let it all default. What do we care? These are little Marxists with no experience in the real world. Very rich coming from burn it down Ted Cruz, isn't it? We need to bring back the Joe Biden that's done this before, not the one who's behaving like a terrorist, which is what Biden is doing right now. Biden's the terrorist.
Yes.
Now, the correspondent here writes, aside from claiming Biden, who has just returned from a visit to Europe and told jokes at the televised White House Correspondents Association dinner on Saturday evening, is locked in the basement, a MSNBC reporter hammered Cruz over his unserious remarks. The first is that Biden, during his tenure as vice president, participated in debt ceiling talks. That's true, he did. But Biden also learned from that experience that such talks don't actually lead to worthwhile and constructive results, which is one of the reasons he's opposed to making the same mistake twice. Now, is this a mistake, Dom, to take these talks with the four congressional leaders? Also, the MSNBC guy says, the second was Cruz's contention the president is behaving like a terrorist, which is so hopelessly insane that it was unsettling to see the senator deliver the line with a straight face. Oh, Ted Cruz, definitely hopelessly insane. That's his middle name, isn't it?
Hopelessly devoted to you.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Good, guys. You know how everybody's attacking Harris as the VP that has done nothing and been backburnered and all this. You know what? I'm going to tell you something about her. When you go back to the time when she was grilling William Barr. She ate that guy up and spit him out and has the capacity to do it on many issues. Let Biden and the Biden administration take on the hot button issues like abortion and guns and all that, and put her out there.
Well, Dick, unfortunately, when she's been in public speaking, not direct questions, not prosecutorial style in a senatorial committee, but when she's out there just sort of talking, she's been less than compelling on the stump, Dick.
I think she'll be fine. I really do. Give her a chance. They're going to propel her out there. And I'm telling you, I loved it. Think back to the way she owned William Barr. She turned that guy inside out.
Dick, when I met Kamala Harris up close and personal, I've never been with a more intense interview subject. And I've said that several times on the radio, fella. But she didn't win hearts and minds. She didn't do it in Iowa. She didn't do it as a presidential candidate. And she has not done it effectively as the VP. Now, that may not be her fault. She might be getting, backburnered by the Biden administration, the 25-year-olds. But
the little Marxist.
It's happening. She is not out there publicly making much of a positive impression. Dom, was a little surprising. President Joe Biden came out of the basement, as he's often accused of spending time in, and he addressed the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Now, a guy I met in Des Moines, Roy Wood, did a great job. Very funny guy. I met him. But let's play a couple of the sound bites of our President Joe Biden. Let's see. Let's assess. Is funny funny? Is Joe Biden funny? Let's play cut five.
You say I'm ancient. I say I'm wise. You say I'm over the hill. Don Lemon would say that's a man in his prime.
More from President Joe Biden Saturday night. Cut six, please.
Headline. Biden's advanced age is a big issue. Trump's, however, is not.
Good point. Cut seven. Joe Biden at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I believe in the First Amendment. Not just because my good friend Jimmy Madison wrote it.
What about Ron DeSantis? He less believes in the First Amendment. Cut eight.
After his reelection as governor, he was asked if he had a mandate. He said, hell no, I'm straight.
That's pretty funny, Joe. What about Marjorie Taylor Greene, Dom's three-toed girl? Let's play it for the people. Cut nine, President Joe Biden.
I want everybody to have fun tonight, but please be safe. If you find yourself disoriented or confused, it's either you're drunk or Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, bam.
What about lies? Damn lies and statistics. Cut 10.
Lies told for profit and power. Lies of conspiracy and malice repeated over and over again, designed to generate a cycle of anger, hate, and even violence.
I think he's talking about Fox News. Let's make sure. Let's play the last cut here, Ebone. Cut number 13, President Joe Biden talking about Fox News.
I'd call Fox honest, fair, and truthful. But then I could be sued for defamation.
Oh, damn! Now, I don't know who wrote those jokes, but someone still got to deliver them, Dom.
Yes, he did a fine job. But I got to be honest, there's some low-hanging fruit around there. So I don't think they're worried about, the writers going on strike quite yet. But well done, whoever wrote those jokes. And Joe, you did a pretty decent job.
And if you have an opportunity, look at some of the monologue Roy Wood did. It is so funny. This guy's a funny guy. Stick around. We've got the Paul Revere Show right here on the Civic Media Network with our friend Mark Thompson. It's Monday night. I haven't been around on a lot of Mondays lately. And in between, we got Native Root Radio. I'm awake with Robert and Wendy Pilot, Ogama and the team. Keep it locked right here, Civic Media. Now, with the best Packer beat coverage ever. Thank you, Mike Clements, for joining.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 9.